Jean-François Leroy, it's a pleasure to have you on our programme today. We're here at the Visa pour l'Image in Perpignan. It's an event that you've been organising. You founded it 29 years ago. Do you recall exactly what gave you the idea?
Yeah, you know, 29 years ago, you had some festivals, but we were speaking about photography in general. And, you know, to me, even if the photographers who is shooting fashion or advertising use the same camera, the same lenses at this era, the same films, they don't do the same job. And to me, it was obvious that we were needing a space, a place, to gather all this field from photojournalism. Remember that in 1989, you had no internet. So I was going to the United States, for example. I was bringing some suitcases full of slides, prints. You know, it was an... But very quickly, we realized that such a place was useful for photographers first, agencies, magazines, and very clearly, such an event was missing. And I remember I was young. I was telling to everybody, I will create like a Cannes festival for photojournalism. And we did it.
The public are very keen to meet the people behind these photos, to understand that there is a human being who's come so close to the action that most of them, at least here where we're speaking in France, don't come up against these kind of situations. But the photojournalists often are very discreet people. They like to remain behind their camera. They're not so used to the public eye, as you said yourself. So how do you create those bridges? How do you get them, in fact, to move towards the public, to draw them in?
When you look at a magazine or a newspaper, the name of the photographer is always very, very small. Very small. Suddenly, for 1 week, they become some stars. And they like it. They like it. No, but, you know, because they can realize that the wide audience is fascinated by their work, by their experience, and so they love to share their experience. And Perpignan is a unique place to do that.
One of the things you'd said this year suggested that there's possibly overkill on some subjects. You just said, you know, who's talking about Somalia or Chechnya or other places and situations, crises in the world that don't get so much coverage. You have three out of your 24 solo exhibitions here this year have something to do with Iraq and notably Mosul. In that, is there overkill and how could you remedy that?
You know, my point is that everybody is saying always for the last 30 years, you know, when I started this festival, they already told that photojournalism is dying. And this is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. Because look at this. This year I get more than 4,500 proposals. And look at my program. You go from Filipinas to Peru, from China to United States. So the photojournalism is still kicking, you know, and with talent. You have so many talented photographers. Look at Darcy Padilla, René Bayer, Isadora Kosowski, Meredith Coyut. It's overwhelming. But who pays any attention to those forgotten wars, forgotten people, you know? Look at René Bayer exhibition from Afghanistan. You know, those people who were teachers, engineers, doctors, and who decided because they were fluent in English to serve with the American army. They were risking their life because they were helping Americans against Afghan people. So Americans said, okay, come live to the United States. And they were totally forgotten. They are living in a very poor condition. I think nobody is told me this story before René Bayer. She did it. When I saw the story, I said, oh, wow. I want to show that to everybody.
So your criteria for selection is also these stories that people are not talking about. Somebody proposes something very, very unusual. But you do also have photos illustrating stories every day of the week also.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do a combination between all of what you say, but when you ask me my criteria, I will say, and it's a joke and not a joke, I will say it's my bad taste. You know, if you don't like my taste, don't come to Perpignan. But, you know, I think at the same time that you have the same line, you have the same goal for the last 29 years, which is I want to show the real world. Some people say, you are an activist. I say, why not? I think I'm a citizen of the world, and the world is not just behind my door. So,
in the editorial of the Visa pour l'image program, there was an anecdote about a photographer who has taken photos in Mosul, who's a freelance photographer, and who isn't able to sell them. Yeah. Is this a big issue in the profession of how many people work on one particular subject and how many other subjects are being ignored? How can that be better redistributed, as it were? What do you think?
Mosul was really widely covered. You have many, many photographers working in Mosul because it was very easy to go to Mosul. You know, you are going to Erbil, Kurdistan, and you are 60 kilometers away from Mosul. So with a car, you can go every day in Mosul and come back to sleep in Erbil. So it was, between quotes, very easy, because it was also very risky. So I saw, I don't know, maybe 120, 130 proposals just on Mosul. And I picked those three photographers, Melanie, Van der Stockt and Canovas, because I think the ways they are covering this war are very different. And because of that, you know, you see the same event with three different eyes. And I love to realize that with the same honesty, you can tell me the same story in three different ways. You know, it's like to be a writer. You can be a journalist. You know, you can describe an event and in a totally different way than the guy next to you will cover it. But it doesn't mean it's fake. And I love that because you look, for example, the difference between Mélanie, who is working middle format, and Laurent Van der Stock or Alvaro Canovas, who are using a regular camera, and the way they are treating the colors, the way they are, it's quite different, but it's the same story. So I'm trying to say that it's fascinating to see the difference between those three photographers, but at the same time, I don't put them together. You know, I want you to make the link and to say, oh my God, I saw Van der Stock, it's quite different from Mélanie. And Mélanie, oh my God, it's totally different from Canovas. I love that. And to be back on this stupid photographer who didn't sell his picture, you know, I was one of the first one with The Guardian in London to say many years ago that I will not use anymore any pictures of war zones when a freelance is going without any insurance, without any assignment. You know, I lost so many people in my database. So many friends died. So I'd refuse that a young photographer thinks he has to go to cover a war to be exhibited in Perpignan. So I don't take a chance, and I told them, don't go. And if you see people like Darcy Padilla, a project on Julie, you know, the woman who died. She was a drug addict and she had AIDS. And Eugene Richards, War is Personal. And Stephanie Sinclair, Too Young to Wed. Those three stories are part of the history of the photography forever. And they didn't take a risk. They didn't risk their life. So my point is, make something different, make something original, and you don't have to risk your life to seduce me as a photo editor for Visa pour l'image.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Jean-François Leroy. And thank you very much for Visa pour l'image, an eye on the world, as you say. Thank you.
Thank you very much.